Shir number 21.
Sponsored to you by Mango.
We are deep in the sugya over here. Kenayin Ahara. And Baruch Hashem, yesterday we raised a number of questions. Some very good questions. Very powerful questions. Let's go over them briefly. And then hopefully today, Be'ez Hashem, we'll see how the Achroinim actually raise these questions and address these questions. Be'ez Hashem. And then hopefully we'll come back and be able to see how maybe Rashi himself will be able to pull out from Rashi himself some explanations of these questions. So let's begin, Be'ez Hashem. The Gemara had a question to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Shir number 21, Chaf Aleph. Gemara had a question to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, and Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak was asked the following. A guy is renting out his house for Pesach, Airbnb, okay, or whatever else, whatever other means, yeah? A guy's renting out his house for Pesach. And the question is, who needs to do the bedikah? Is it the landlord that needs to do the bedikah? Or is it the tenant that needs to do the bedikah? That's a very superficial way of asking the question. The Gemara takes it a step deeper and says like this. Why would the landlord need to do bedikah? Because, what? Because it's his chametz. So maybe he has to do the bedikah. It's his chametz. Or maybe the tenant has to do the bedikah. You know why? Because even though it's not his chametz, but what? But the rishus belongs to him, and therefore he needs to do the bedikah. This is the extra hesber that the Gemara gives to the two tzedadim. So we asked the question on this question. We said, I don't understand. We learned on the Beis Amud Aleph, the Machlokes Rishonim, as to why we do bedikas chametz. Rashi says, Shelo Laver Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh. Tosfos says, Shema Yavol Achlo. So, shouldn't the Gemara's question to Rav Nachman Yitzchak go like this? Does the landlord need to do the bedikah because he's the one who's over by the Rabbi Yimatse? Does the tenant need to do the bedikah because he's the one who's over by the Rabbi Yimatse? Or in Tosfos' world, does the landlord need to do bedikah because he has Shami Yavol Achlo? Does the tenant need to do bedikah because he has Shami Yavol Achlo? L'chara, that's what should be the focus of the question. If we're discussing bedikas chametz, we cannot ignore that issue. We need to remember Rashi, Tosfos, they tell us the motivation of why there's a bedikas chametz. Yeah? So therefore, we are scratching our head. We're trying to figure out, why didn't this come up, this point come up in the Gemara itself? And to take the question even further, we spoke out yesterday that if it's Shema Yavol Achlo, L'chaira, it makes no sense that the maskir should be chayev to do the bedikah because he's not going to be in the house b'chlal. And even in the seicher, it's questionable if he should do a bedikah because it's not his chametz. And if it's Al Bali Rabbali Matzeh, so we said L'chaira, it only makes sense that the maskir should do the bedikah, and it makes no sense that the seicher should do a bedikah because it's not his stuff. And Shalom wanted to tie in even that maybe even the maskir shouldn't do bedikah because he's not going to actually see it. Maybe the gather of Bal Yirah actually has to do with seeing it. So therefore, it's a two-part question on the Gemara's question. Number one, why isn't the Gemara discussing the fundamentals of what bedikah is totally on? Namely, Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh or Shem Yavol Achlo. And number two, when you actually get involved in discussing the tzedadim, so l'chaira, there's no two ways to go about it. The whole shiloh doesn't make sense. That was the first nekuda over here. Okay? So before we answer this, let's go a little bit further. The Gemara gets involved and says, there's a raya from mezuzah. So, what's the raya from mezuzah? The Ilam explained yesterday, the raya from mezuzah is that in mezuzah we see the soicher has to put up the mezuzah. Because why? Because the soicher apparently is the Baal HaRishos. He's the owner of the Rishos. Apparently he's the one who has to put up the mezuzah. So therefore, why then he has to do bedikas chametz? Question is, l'cheiches. We knew that the soicher is the Baal HaRishos in the Gemara's question initially. That was the two tzedadim of the question. One side is the maskir, because it's his chametz. The other side is the soicher, because he's the Baal HaRishos. So what are you bringing a raya from mezuzah? Oh, the soicher has to do it because he's the Baal HaRishos. We know the soicher is the Baal HaRishos, and still we had a question. Maybe it's talui in the Baal HaChametz. So what's going on? What's the Gemara saying over here? Raya from mezuzah. It doesn't prove anything. Mezuzah doesn't prove anything. Okay, so now we have a second problem. And the last Torah that we left off with yesterday was that the Gemara disproves the Raya from Mezuzah by saying that there's a Mezuzah is different because there's a Chovas Hadar. Mezuzah is a Chovas Hadar. What about Chametz? What's the halacha by Chametz? So we said, I don't understand. Why is that a disproof of the Raya? Maybe Chametz also is a Chovas Hadar. Who said Chametz is not a Chovas Hadar? Maybe Chametz is a Chovas Hadar. What's the Gemara doing over here? These were the three, which are really four, Ha'aris on the Gemara that we left off with. Let's begin today, Be'ezer Hashem, by getting involved in Rabbi Chanan. We spoke out already yesterday that Rabbi Chanan actually asks the first question straight out. Okay, we saw this Rabbi Chanan Meforish.
Amen.
Rabbi Chanan says Meforish. Zog Rabbi Chanan. He brings it to Ozayin. Rabbi Chanan Kovet Shiurim. Right, you guys know Rabbi Chanan. You have to know Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan was the Rosh Yeshiva in Europe before the war. All of the Talmidim, everybody was handling the Torah of Rabbi Chanan. Adi Yom Hazeh, today also. Everybody handles the Torah of Rabbi Chanan. It's the first step in Lumdus of any Iyun. Okay? Rabbi Chanan. We don't want to get involved in that part, yeah. Okay, Al Kapanim. What did Rabbi Chanan say? Rabbi Chanan asked a question. What was his question? He said, I don't understand. What's the Gemara's two Tzadim over here? Maskir, Soicher, Bala Chametz. The Chametz in his Meshus. He says, let's go back to basics. Tabeza Med Aleph. Machlokas Rashi Tosvos. Rashi says it's Tali in Bal Yira Bal Yimatze. Tosvos says it's Tali in Shem Yavol Achlo. So in Cain, Zakt Rabbi Chanan. According to Rashi, L'chayra, the Maskir has to do the Bedikah. Because it says Chametz, Bal Yira Bal Yimatze. The Maskir has to do the Bedikah. According to Tosvos, it's Shem Yavol Achlo. The Maskir is not living there. The Socher is living there. So therefore, the Socher is the one who has to do the Bedikah. According to Tosfos.
What's the shaykhus between eating and living there?
If you're living there, then there's a concern. You may snatch one of the Chametzdika mango balls.
But if you're in the middle of Pesach, you're not going to see it.
Right. If you're not living there, so then you're for sure not going to snatch it. Because it's not out of sight, out of mind. Very good. Excellent.
So then why would the Maskir have to...
Look, the Maskir wouldn't. According to Tosos, there should be no chiv on the Maskir.
According to
Rashi? Because you're assuming that Bal Yira has to do with actually seeing it.
Yeah.
And not necessarily true. We'll see more, Be'ez Hashem, that Bal Yira Bal Yimatzeh, Shalom was also saying this yesterday, we'll see more, Be'ez Hashem, as we get deeper into Bal Yira Bal Yimatzeh, that even though the words Bal Yira means it shouldn't be seen, it doesn't necessarily mean that you actually have to visibly see it. It could be that as long as it's out in the open, even if you don't... I'll give you an example. Let's bring it out in a very powerful way. Okay, what happens if a guy walks around Pesach with his eyes closed? I don't want to talk about a blind guy because anyway, Suma could be his pater for mitzvahs. But basically, the idea is, let's say a guy closes his eyes. Right? He's going to be an ostrich, whatever. He's going to put his head in the ground. Yeah? He closes his eyes, so he's not over Bal Yira Bal Yimatzeh. He's allowed to keep all the chametz around in his house. He's busy going through all of the Pesach preparations. And he says, you know, listen, he calls his whole family in for a meeting. He says, guys, we're having a family meeting. This year, we're having a different approach to preparation for Pesach. Okay? I bought special duct tape. Everyone's going to just tape their eyes. And for 7 days, and when you come indoors, I have a whole roll of tape right by the door. Just tape your eyes closed. And that's how we're going to clean the house for Pesach. It's way too much effort and energy, and you know we're not gonna start cleaning everything and putting all the chametz away. Forget it. It's much simpler. I bought one roll of tape. It's gishmak. Cost me 99 cents, and we're gonna put it over here, right by the door. Everybody walks in, just put a piece of tape on your eyes, and we're good to go. What are you tying up?
Gishmak.
Why? According to Rashi, you're not going to see it.
You can't trust him if he's going to do it.
You know? Well, you can't trust them. So, don't trust him if he's going to do Bedikah either.
You know what I'm saying? We don't trust him if he's going to do
Bedikah. What? Yeah, the same way that you're saying, I don't trust him to cover his eyes, so say, I don't trust him to do the Bedikah. What do you mean you don't trust him to cover his eyes?
You have to do Bedikah. You don't have to cover your eyes.
But it's the same point. Why do you have to do Bedikah to not be over Bal Yira Bal Yimatzeh? So Yehuda Moshe has a good idea, right? He's seen people actually do this. Instead, they walk through the street, they don't want to see a rise. You know what they do? They take their glasses off, and then they realize, wait a second, I can still see somewhat. So they put a piece of tape.
And they get hit by
a car. No, they only walk on the sidewalk.
That's why we have eyelids.
What?
That's why we have eyelids.
There you go, they walk around with their eyes closed. What's the big deal?
What's the big deal?
Yeah, so if you did that, you wouldn't be over by your way much.
Yeah?
If you did that, you wouldn't be over by your way much.
No! Of course you'll be over by your way much. That's what I was saying. I mean, if a guy closes his eyes, he's going to be over by your way much. Because that's exactly my point. That's exactly the point. The point is that the chametz is out in the open. Even if you personally don't see it, I'm gonna. Every time I walk by my kitchen, I walk like this. Even easier. I don't want to put tape on my eyes. You know, it's not comfortable. You guys are raising a lot of difficulties. Besides, it cost me an extra 99 cents. I'd rather just walk back like this. My back to the door. Okay? What do I do?
Are you getting enough of the smell?
So what?
No. My nose is stuffed. Pesach is allergy season. My nose is stuffed.
You sense those cones. Maybe those cones, you sense them.
You guys are getting caught up. Let's take over the
cabinet and then
cover
your eyes.
So what the shaila is, maybe if I hide my chametz, maybe then we can talk about it. Seder. But that's not today's topic. Let's not today's topic. Let's focus on the nekuda over here. The nekuda is that Rav Elchanan is showing us that the owner of the chametz is going to be over Bal Yerah Bal Yimatzeh. Okay? Even though he's not going to be there. Why? Because if you have chametz out in the open, It's not. Let's keep aside for a second. Hidden chametz. Okay, we're not talking about hidden chametz. Chametz which is out in the open. It's included in the idea of Bal Yerah Bal Yimatzeh. As long as it's shayach to be seen. We'll spend time, Bez Hashem, discussing this specific question. Right now, it's not today's topic. Okay, but that's clear. It's Mefurish and Rabbi Chanan that the owner is going to be over Bal Yerah Bal Yimatzeh for chametz that is shayach to be seen. That's Bal Yerah Bal Yimatzeh, even though he's not going to be in the house. And therefore, Rabbi Chanan says that what? That if it's Tali in Bal Yerah Bal Yimatzeh like Rashi, so then who has to do the bedika?
The
maskir. Is there a shayla in the Gemara Bechlal according to Rashi? Should there be a shayla in the Gemara according to Rashi?
No,
there should be no shayla. But there is a shiloh, that's a problem. And according to Tosvos, the issue is Al Shem Yavalachlo, who should do the bedika?
No one.
Rabbi Chanan says the Soicher. No, we have Ara. Maybe even the Soicher shouldn't because it's not his chametz. Good question. We have a question for Rabbi Chanan. Be'ez Shem Chias Amesim, daven hard, and that you should be able to speak to Rabbi Chanan. And we'll ask Rabbi Chanan that question. But in the meantime, Rabbi Chanan Nemzan, maybe like Avi was saying yesterday, right? That there is a concern of Shem Yevalachlo for the Soicher, and therefore, do we have two Tzedadim in the Gemara according to Tosvos? No, or not, right? Just one side. And therefore, we don't understand what in the world is the Gemara's question. This is Rabbi Chanan's Bam. Okay, Rabbi Chanan opened up his Shir Klali. It's a Bam Kasha. It's Mamish a Bam Kasha, okay? At this point, we should have the question very clear. It's mamish our question. We were mechavin to Rabbi Chanan's kasha. It's kavalik, so beautiful. So let's hear what Rabbi Chanan says in the Teretz. Okay, and then Bez Hashem will discuss that, and we'll see the Rishash's approach, a little bit of a different approach. Let's see. Zogt Rabbi Chanan. What's the Teretz? Rabbi Chanan says like this. In Rashi's world, again, in Rashi's world, what's the issue of Dikas Chametz? What's it based on? Bal Yerah Bal Yimatzeh. So we said, based on Bal Yerah Bal Yimatzeh, only the maskir. What's the tzad of the Gemara that the Soicher should be chayav? Zakt Rabbi Chanan, there's a shita of the Vilna Gaon. The shita of the Vilna Gaon is that if chametz belongs to a yid, then it's everybody's problem. Everybody needs to do beer chametz on that chametz. If it belongs to a yid, everybody needs to get rid of that chametz, even if it's not your own personal chametz. But, like Shragi and Ari like to say, if your left arm hurts you,
cut it off.
So you don't cut it off, right? You don't hit your left arm. You don't get angry at your left arm. We're all one. Kishachad b'leivachad. Kol Yisrael chaverim. Right? What does it say over here? It says over here, everybody is mitzvah. And I'll be most of a little bit of insight into this Vilna Gaon. It's a very very interesting nekuda. A dugma, where do we find a similar example?
Rabbi Nachman.
I was telling Shai also earlier during Seder. Where do you find a similar example? In the mitzvah of Bismillah. Bris Mila, the halacha is it's incumbent upon the individual to do a Mila. But what happens if he's only 8 days old and he can't yet hold a knife and circumcise himself? So whose responsibility is it? It's the father. What happens if there's no father? Rachman al Islam. Then it's the chayva of Klai Yisrael. Beis Din will function as the shluchim of Klai Yisrael. Very good, Yudah Moshe. But it's Klai Yisrael's responsibility to make sure that every yid is mahul. It's Klai Yisrael's responsibility to make sure that no yidin have chametz. And it's not for nothing that both of these mitzvahs, mila and chametz, are related to each other in the sense that in the din of Pesach and in the din of Mila, both of those mitzvahs, that we find that there's the only exceptions of mitzvahs aseh. Every other mitzvah aseh has no chiyuv kares. Only time we ever find chiyuv kares, which means cutting off from the nation, is only by a lav. But chametz and Pesach and Mila are the only two exceptions where there's mitzvahs asay of karis. If a person doesn't do the mitzvah asay, it's chayv karis. Why is that? Because these are so fundamental to Klal Yisrael as a nation.
Who's chayv karis in Mila?
The person who didn't do it.
What do you mean if they don't have a father?
So therefore we understand that these two mitzvahs, the mitzvahs of Pesach and the mitzvahs of Mila, are really shaykh to all of Klal Yisrael. It's shaykh to the nation as a whole. I heard your question. It's shaykh to the nation as a whole. Klal Yisrael. And that's where we could understand this idea of the Vilna Gaon. All of Klal Yisrael needs to make sure that there's no chametz. Okay, now let's understand what Rabbi Chanan is teaching us. Mela comes out like this. If a person has chametz before Pesach, it's his chametz, it's in his house, so he's the one that has to do the bedikah. Even though all of Klal Yisrael is responsible for the chametz, right? But it's his chametz, it's his house, he has the first responsibility. He has precedence over everybody else, right? Like we said, this guy has responsibility for his own son's bris, right? But let's say we slice it, and this is the Gemara Shiloh. It's this guy's chametz, but it's in someone else's rishos. So now, who is the one that has first precedence to do the bedikah, the responsibility to do the bedikah? Is it the one who owns the chametz, or is it the one who has it in his rishos? Who is the one that has that kedima of the chiyuv? That is our Gemara's question, according to Rabbi Chanan in Rashi. Really, Enechanami, it is a question of bal yura bal yimatzei, 100%, like Rashi says. What does the Gemara say when it says chametz didei or isur b'shutzei kai? What is that? How does that play into bal yura bal yimatzei? Teretz is all of Klal Yisrael has a chiyuv to get rid of the chametz, and the question is who is the one that has the kedima to get rid of it? The one that it's chamira didei, or the one that it's isur b'shutzei? That's Rabbi Chanan's beautiful explanation of the Gemara Shaila according to Rashi. Mamash kashmir. What about according to Tosfos? We said in Tosfos' world, it's Tali on Shem Yevel Achlo, right? So in Tosfos' world, Shem Yevel Achlo, we have a question. The maskir is Bechlal not even going to be in the house. You're afraid the maskir is going to eat it? He's not even there. How could that be? What's going on? You ready for this? Dr. Buchanan? Incredible insight. What's our case? The guy's renting out the house. The 14th. Bar Basar. At what point in time on the 14th is that going to take place? We didn't necessarily discuss it until now. Dr. Buchanan, you know when it's happening? 11 a.m. check-in. Everybody knows that's when it starts. 11 a.m. check-in. That means already the night before, there was already a chiyuv of bedikah from who? Who had the chiyuv of bedikah the night before? The maskir, because it wasn't yet rented out. He's renting it out the next morning. The Gemara Shaila is, yes, of course, the maskir is the one who has the chiyuv initially. But our question is the maskir going to retain that chiyuv? Is he going to retain that chiyuv? Or is the chiyuv going to transfer over to the socher. Where? How does this fit into the Gemara? Why do I think it's going to transfer over? Why should I think he's going to retain it? What's the hezber over here? What exactly is Rabbi Chanan saying?
Is it what it says later?
Let's explain. Before, later, right here. The original chiyuv is chal on the maskir. Why? Because we're afraid. Shem yevalachlo. He has chametz in his house. That's chal at shkia on Yud Dalet. It's his house. It's not yet rented out. It's his chiyuv, straight up. Why was that chiyuv chal on him? It's his. Everything's his. No reason it should be chal on anybody else, right? But the shaila is like this. Once the chiyuv is chal, do we say the chiyuv is chal, and that's it? It can't be transferred over to somebody else. Like I gave an example, yeah? A person has to put on tefillin. You wake up in the morning, you have to put on tefillin. Can you say, you know what? Today, my chavrusa is going to put on tefillin for me. I'm not going to put on tefillin today. I'm going to transfer my chiyuv to my friend. I'll even pay him a dollar. Okay? I'll get through the money, I'm going to make the transfer. Does that work? You can't do that. If the maskir has a chiyuv b'nikas chametz, how in the world is he going to transfer that chiyuv over to the seichen? You can't. You can't transfer it over. It's his chametz, this is the lashon of the Gemara, chamiri didei, it's his chametz, he was the one that had the chiyuv, it cannot be transferred over. It's in his rishus, it's his mom, it's his chiyuv, it's everything. But what? But the second side is maybe the soicher, it could transfer over to the soicher. Why? How could it transfer over to the soicher? You could transfer over tefillin? No. You can't transfer tefillin. Right? But what? Why is this different? Because here, what are we saying? The issue is al shema yovel achlo. And where's the chametz right now? In the rishus of the soicher. So maybe the way to view this is a little bit different than tefillin. Maybe the way to view this is that where whoever is rishus it's in has a ongoing new chiyuv every second based on whoever's rishus it's in. That's how the oifen of the chiyuv being chal. That's the way the chiyuv is chal. It's based on every moment whose rishus is it's in. And therefore, it's not a question of, I have my chiyuv tefillin, could I transfer it over? No. Here, I'm transferring the rishus, so yeah, the chiyuv is tied to whose rishus it is. And therefore, it's the new person's rishus, it's his chiyuv. It's not a chiyuv which is chal on me, the gavra, the owner of the chametz. It's a chiyuv which is chal based on the rishus. Or, the other way to say it is, that it could be the gavra, but every moment it's a new chiyuv based on the rishus. And therefore it could change from the gavra. Yesh Ladin, we could handle by night seder the details of those two nuschaos. But al kopanim, that's the second tzad. The second tzad is that the chiyuv is dependent upon the rishus, and therefore when it changes the rishus, it's going to change over to the soicher being chayev. Shem yevalachlo. These are the two tzadim of the Gemara according to Tosfos. Now, you're right, like we said before, it could very well be that this is in Gansin, not true. Like we said, maybe there's no such chashash of Shem Yevalachlo when it doesn't belong to you. But Rabbi Chanan is assuming not like that. We'll ask him this question. Okay? But in the meantime, this is his pshat of the Gemara. Question, Yudah Moshe.
Oh, I was just saying, it's a wonder to me.
Yeah.
How, I don't know, I think I have a possible answer, but how I would be able to send someone as a shlich to marry someone for me.
You could.
Yeah.
Hayish mekadesh bo
b'shlucho. Yeah, it's a wonder how, because that's every man needs to get married, right?
Okay.
So why can't we say the same thing? It's just interesting how that you're able to fill it out.
Okay, Anachrami, that's a very famous question, a very, very big discussion. Which mitzvahs there is a din of shlichos, and which mitzvahs there is no din of shlichos?
At the end of the sugya, is there like a gedar?
There is. There's multiple gedarim, and that's why I don't want to get involved in it right now. But the simple, classic mahalach is that there's some mitzvahs which are called mitzvahs shebegufo, and then there's other mitzvahs which are not mitzvahs shebegufo, and that's the chilek. If it's a mitzvah shebegufo, then you can't use a shliach. If it's not a mitzvah shebegufo, then you could use a shliach. And tefillin is a mitzvah shebegufo. It's not our topic right now, But at the end of the day, if I would say that Bedikas Chametz is based on the Rishus because of Shem Yibalachlo, so that means it's not a mitzvah Shebegufo. Okay, yeah. Question.
Would we say in the first answer, I mean, in the first thought when we're explaining Rashi?
Yeah.
Right? Would we still say that it's that's late check-in?
That what?
That's late check-in. The mosque gave it over the sofar after the time of Dika already happened.
According to Rashi.
Yeah.
It would be totally on. It would be totally on this question. Is it possible for the Chiyuv, after it's already Chal, to transfer over to somebody else? So I think that's a little bit similar to also what Yehuda Moshe was asking. Why is it that in some mitzvahs we say that it's locked into the individual, and in other mitzvahs it's not locked into the individual? Mm-hmm. So we were saying now, to explain the pshat of Tosvos, is that it's based on the idea that Shema Yevalachlo maybe is Tali in the Rishus. So it could be an Echanami. It could be in Rashi's world that the issue is Mitzad Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh. So maybe that's something which doesn't transfer over. Yesh Ladan. I don't know if it's Muchach one way or another. We could declare it back and forth. Because it is Tali in Rishus also. Even in Rashi, right? Like we said, the precedence, the reason why he has Kadima in the Chiyuv Bedika is because it's his Chametz and in his Rishus.
Let's say he didn't give it over after the Chiyuv was already
Chal. Yeah.
So when would the Masker do Bedika?
If he gave it over before the Chiyuv, meaning if he rented it out, let's say Yud Gimel in the afternoon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When would he have done Bedika exactly?
Okay, that's a question which is an important question. In general, if the maskir can't get into the house, how is he doing Bedika? What in the world is the tzad that the maskir is going to do it?
Yeah.
Right? And a chanami. That's a general question which needs to be addressed.
Housekeeping.
It could be he's right. Maybe he'll hire the socher, to do it. Maybe he'll try to work it out. Maybe he'll have to do something else. And a chanami. That's a general question. Can you have a shliach to do the bedika?
Yeah.
Yes, you could.
Oh, okay. I don't know why. I heard you say the opposite. I don't know what happened.
Okay.
I don't understand Jewish's question.
Shalom's asking that if we're renting it out before the 14th starts, right? So the owner, let's say Daniel, for example. A lot of people go to Arizona for Pesach. Okay. So Daniel knows everyone's coming in for Arizona. He decides he's going to rent out his house. Okay? So when does he rent it out? The guy calls him up. He says, look, what, I'm going to only come in at 11 a.m., that doesn't work for me. I want some time to tour in Arizona, you know? No, maybe we'll drive down to Yosemite, who knows? So therefore, I'm sure you did. So what do we, rented out your house?
People stayed there.
Yeah, there you go, see? So we want to know, let's say he rented it out the 13th in the afternoon, okay? So now what are we going to say? That Daniel is the mask here, he's mechuyev to do bedika? How's he going to do bedika? It's not his house anymore. How's it going to work? Just practically, how's it going to work? Right? That's a question which we need to address.
So he
wouldn't
do it anyways. He never started on it.
No, on the tzad. What's the whole tzad of the Gemara?
He would need to make a shliach.
Could there be such a tzad? Right, Anachanami, we're going to have to work it out. We'll have to work that out.
So he only started the 14th. According to this, he's...
Anachanami, but could there be such a tzad that the maskir would be chayiv to do the bedika even if he rented it out already before the 14th starts?
We said opinions we do it on the 13th day.
Do you do it 13th day? That was without a bracha. I mean, anachanami. That was Balamar you're talking about.
Yeah.
Say that anachanami. We passed that doesn't work.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's only Rashi's.
What?
It's only question if it works for Rashi.
In and anachanami. That's a revach. That's what Shalom's saying. This is a revach of the Rabbi Chanan in the Tosfos. There's a revach over here, Rabbi Chanan in the Tosfos, that the shaila is after the 14th began. The rental period only begins 11 a.m., you dial it in the morning, right? I don't know if Daniel checked the contract before they signed it, but that's what it says in the contract. 11 a.m., you dial it in the morning. So there's a revach over here in the world of Rabbi Chanan and the Tosfos, because just it solves this practical issue of how could the maskir do the bedika if it was rented out and it doesn't belong to him anymore, right? Pashut, a simple revach. Okay, this is Rabbi Chanan's pshat. It's beautiful. It's very geschmack. It's really geschmack. And Rabbi Chanan continues and says, based on this, we understand what's the Gemara's raya from mezuzah. What was the Gemara's telling to mezuzah, to Bdikas Chametz? Right? What's the tushtel? We asked, what shaykhs did the two have? According to Rabbi Chanan, we have beautiful pshat. Rabbi Chanan himself speaks it out. Because in the Tosfos' world, what's the question? The question is the chiyuv chal on the maskir and stays by the maskir? Or could the chiyuv transfer over to the soicher once the rental period begins? So that's the raya from mezuzah. Mezuzah is a case where you can talk about the chiyuv being chal on the maskir and then transferring over to the soicher once the rental period begins. That's exactly what the Gemara wants to bring, a raya from mezuzah. And then the Gemara is doche the raya by saying what? By saying, no, mezuzah is a chovas hadar. What's the idea of the chovas hadar? Mezuzah has a specific reason why it transfers over to, or maybe it doesn't even start with the maskir. How does he speak it out? He says, since it's a chovas hadar, hainu de mezuzah lo shechel kain is chai b'chol rega. Yeah, it doesn't even start. The chiv doesn't even start before anybody moves in. And therefore it's not call that it transfers over to the socher. You have no raya, could a chiyuv transfer over to the socher once it's already chal. Right? Because it was never chal on the maskir in the first place. Why? Because the maskir wasn't living there. Yeah? That's the beautiful dichoy of Chovas Hadar. Question?
Wait, I'm confused.
Okay, what are you confused about?
The whole last part.
The last part. Well, let's speak it out. Let's get it clear. It's so beautiful in Rabbi Chanan in Tosfos. This is Tosfos' Mahalach. We'll get back into Tosfos soon, Be'ez Hashem Lineder, next week. We'll see Tosfos Mamish learns this Mahalach in the Gemara. And what's the idea? We just finished explaining what's the Gemara's Shaila in Kone Tosfos. If the Chiv is Chal on the Maskir, could it transfer to the Soicher? That's the Gemara's Shaila. Or do we say, no, it stays by the Maskir. Once it's Chal on the Maskir, it stays by the Maskir. That's the Shaila of the Gemara, right? The Gemara brings a Raya from Mezuzah. We asked, what's the Raya from Mezuzah? Mezuzah has any Shaychus to Bedikas Chametz? Chametz is based on the fact that maybe you're the owner of the Chametz, right? Kone Tosfos is so beautiful. What's the issue? The issue is, could a Chiyuv transfer over after it's Chal already? We see by mezuzah, yes, a chiyuv could transfer over after it's chal. It started on the maskir. He rents it out to the socher. The socher is now the one obligated to put up the mezuzah. You see that a chiyuv transfers over. So too, by chametz, a chiyuv would transfer over to the socher. Such a geshmak of shat, a beautiful raya. Right? So how does the Gemara disprove the raya? How does the Gemara knock it off? From saying Chovas Adar, what's the idea of Chovas Adar? The idea of Chovas Adar is that in mezuzah, the maskir, he never became a chuyuv. He was never obligated in the first place to put a mezuzah. You know why? Because he wasn't living there. He wasn't living there. So if he wasn't living there, there's no transfer of chiyuv from the maskir to the socher. The maskir was never chayv in the first place. Why is the socher chayv? Because he is the first one who's moving in. So you have no raya from mezuzah to our case. Our case is the chiyuv was chal. And now the chiyuv was chal, it's transferring over to the socher. But what? In mezuzah, there's no chiyuv that was chal originally. There's nothing transferring. Yeah, Ari.
Why is it transfer over? If no one was living there, then the mas...
In mezuzah or in chametz? Which one? Chametz, yeah.
The mas...
Maskir?
Maskir, thank you.
Yeah.
The maskir would have to either sell it or this nestle.
He had a chiyuv, right?
Right, so there is a chiyuv.
There is a chiyuv by chametz. But by mezuzah, the chiyuv is not chal yet because nobody moved in, right? So that's why there's no riot. It's such a geshmak of shat. It's so beautiful, no? Isn't that geshmak? Why not?
Because are we saying right now that if a maskir lived there and didn't have a mezuzah and then a sochar came in, the sochar wouldn't have to put up a mezuzah?
What would be if the maskir did live there and didn't have a mezuzah and then the socher came? It could be, and Anachanami, that's exactly what we're saying. It could be that it's the maskir's responsibility to put up the mezuzah.
And the socher living there could just If he doesn't put one up, he's just living there without a mezuzah. It's not his fault.
He wouldn't be the one to be getting the avera. The maskir, there would be a problem here, right. But it would be the maskir's problem. It could be, in other words, it could be that the soicher could put up a mezuzah and bring the maskir to Beis Din to make him pay for it. That's right.
That's
the question.
What?
That ends up being good proof.
In that case, but that's not the case. That's exactly the point.
I lived in the house for 10 years.
That's the question. Would it be an Avera? Who would get the Avera and Hanami? There's a discussion in Sages Harius, if Beis Din Paskins a certain way, and it happened to be wrong, and Klai Yisrael did what the Beis Din Paskins, even though it was wrong. So they got an Avera, right? No. Since they did what Beis Din Paskin told them to do, so the Avera is on the Beis Din.
And Seichar get the Avera if he doesn't...
So that's their Shaila. That's what I'm saying. I'm stalling too, a similar Musig. Since it's not the Seichar's responsibility, so Kubi will say that he doesn't get an Avera, or Kubi will say the other way, that he should go ahead and put up the mezuzah, and he'll bring the maskir to Beis Din to pay for it. Yeah.
I'm going to have it's a good raya, because... The chametz, the master of the house, he has chametz in the house. So obviously, he's been there before.
That's fine. By chametz and a chanami. That's what I was telling Ari also. By chametz, could be that he was there before. But by mezuzah, not. By mezuzah, that's not the case. According to the way Rabbi Chanan is setting it up.
How does it knock out the raya then? As a knockout, the raya is saying that like the seicher, the maskir was never chayv to put up the mezuzah.
Huh? Yeah.
As a knockout, the raya.
No, because the question. No, that's exactly the answer. That's why it knocks out the raya. Initially, we thought that when you have a house, you would have to put up a mezuzah right away. There's something called a chovetz habayis. Let me make sure it's clear. There's something called chovetz habayis, and there's something called chovetz hador. Chovetz habayis means that I have to put up a mezuzah. Because I have a house, even if I don't live there. Rashi in Avodah Zarah, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph says, very good. Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. Rashi says, when the Gemara says Chovas Adar, it means to the exclusion of what's called Chovas Abayas. Chovas Abayas means that you have a house, you have to put a mezuzah on. You don't live there, doesn't make a difference. You have to put a mezuzah on. Rav Mishar Shia is being Mechadish. That's not how the mitzvah of mezuzah works. The mitzvah of mezuzah works that it goes by if you live there. So let's say you have a house and you don't live there. Do you have to put up a mezuzah? The havamim of the Gemara was, yeah. And it would transfer over, maybe, to the socher. The kamash molon of the Gemara, the maskan of the Gemara is, no. That the chiyuv of mezuzah is based on chovas hador, which means you live there, you have a chiyuv mezuzah. You don't live there, no chiyuv mezuzah.
Live there. No, so then what would be raya?
That's exactly what the Gemara is saying. That's the dichoy of the Gemara. The Gemara says Chovas Hadar means that when you live there, you're chayav. You don't live there, you're not chayav.
Okay, so the maskir doesn't live there, so there isn't any digas
chametz. We're not talking about digas chametz now. Mezuzah has that chiyuv of Chovas Hadar. Yeah. How do we know that in digas chametz it goes by Chovas Hadar? Who said? Mechatezi.
Because they brought it down.
Hmm?
And they brought it down in the Gemara, that's how we know.
What do you mean they brought it down in the Gemara?
Gemara brings
Chovas Hadar
down.
As a disproof. No, as a disproof. As a refutation of the Raya.
Oh.
We're showing why it's not a Raya. Chovas Hadar is the reason why it's not a Raya.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
If I rent a house from somebody.
Okay.
And I don't put mezuzah in it.
Right.
Take me to court to put on that.
If you rent the house and the guy didn't live there, yeah? And you, so now you have a chiyuv mezuzah. If you don't put up mezuzah, you get avera. Yeah, that's right.
If I rent the house from some random Israeli in Tanya,
yeah,
and there's no mezuzahs, I'm
okay. Okay, so we discussed that case yesterday in Chir. We'll get back to it. Okay, I'm sorry that missed it. We'll have to talk about it. Okay, so let's clarify this nekuda the way it comes out according to Rabbi Chanan. Okay. The way Rabbi Chanan is being ma'asbir to us, he's taking our issue that our Gemara is discussing B'dikas Chametz. B'dikas Chametz, we learned on the Beis Amud Aleph, is talui in a machlokes Rashi Tosfos, and therefore we have a question. Why is our Gemara not bringing up that issue? L'chaira, it should be very clear. According to Rashi, Maskir. According to Tosvos, Socher. Shem Yevalachlo. Very good. Everything's clear. Rabbi Chanan's Kasha. Rabbi Chanan's coming around with incredible chidushim for the Teretz. In Rashi's world, both the Maskir and the Socher are Shaykh to Bali Rabbi Limatze. Why? Because really everyone is Shaykh to Bali Rabbi Limatze. Everyone is Shaykh to Bali Rabbi Limatze. As long as the Chametz is owned by a Yid, it's just a question of who has the initial responsibility. So here, with the Gemara has a question. Two Tzedalim. The one who owns the Chametz, the one who owns has the Rishus that the Chametz is in. Beautiful. That's Rashi. So Gishmak. In Tosvos. Shem Yevalachlo. What's the Two Tzedalim? The Chiyav is originally Chal on the Maskir because it was rented out only after the beginning of the 14th. Does the Chiyav transfer over? Based on that, we understand the two shtelta mezuzah. The chiyuv is originally chal on the owner of the house. Does the chiyuv transfer over? Very good question. Beautiful. Very good raya. Excellent. Zagdi gemar, no. Be doke the raya. Because why? Because mezuzah is a chov azadar. There was no chiyuv ever transferring over. The maskir never became obligated in the first place. He didn't live there. That means, originally we thought, Joseph's question, originally we thought that in mezuzah, it's a chovas habayis. You own a house, you put a mezuzah. Then, in the end, we think, no. What is mezuzah? Chovas adar. You live there, you have a chiyuv mezuzah. That's the dichwe. But in chametz, the chiyuv was already chal. Still, same question. Could it transfer over? Okay, that's Rabbi Chanan. It's so gishmak. Let's go into a question over here. Does Rashi say Rabbi Chanan? Does Rashi say the two tzedadim are Chamir didehu hachametz shebebayis sheloihu, zokt Rashi. Chametz in the house is his. Or Yishuzikai, says Rashi, shari'ata bayis shelo. Is that Rabbi Chanan? Good. Very good. You could fit Rabbi Chanan in there. Very good. Right? You could fit Rabbi Chanan in there. Excellent. But when you get to the next Rashi, that's where it gets a little problematic. Sorry, not the next Rashi. Chovas Adar, two Rashis later. What does two Rashis later say?
Wait, what are the two tzadim? Sorry.
In Rabbi Chanan?
Yeah.
What are the two tzadim in Rabbi Chanan? One tzad in Rabbi Chanan in Rashi is that Bali Rabbi Limatze is going to remain in the obligation of the owner of the chametz because it's his chametz, and meaning the landlord, the owner of the rishus, because it's his chametz, goes by whose chametz it is. The other tzad is no, goes by whose rishus the chametz is in, and he both of them are shaykh to Bali Rabbi Limatze. The issue is revolving around Bali Rabbi Limatze. The question is who is the one that has the precedence for the chiyuv of doing bedika based on Bali Rabbi, the one who owns the chametz or the one whose rishus it's in. Shragi says beautifully, you could fit Rabbi Chanan into the first two Rashis. Correct. Where do we run into trouble with Rabbi Chanan? In the fourth Rashi in the Gemara here. Rashi Chovas Adar. If you read that Rashi, you recall what does Rashi say? That our Gemara here is what? Bedika Chametz is Drabbanon, and it's not because of Bali Rabbi Limatze. You hear that, Rashi? Rashi tells you it's not because of Bali Rabbi Limatze. That L'chaira doesn't work with Rabbi Chanan.
Yours appears before the Rashi.
Okay. Could be. I won't say that can't be.
That could be.
What? The Rabbi Chanan was going in the beginning of the Gemara, and somehow or another, there was a change by the time we got to this part of the Gemara. I don't think that's...
I haven't been actually before.
No, I don't think that's actually the pshat. I think that this Rashi is saying a pshat which Rashi held of was shaykh even in the beginning of the Gemara, that we're not talking about Bali Rabbi Limatze Doraisa in our Gemara. We're not talking about Bali Rabbi Limatze Doraisa in our Gemara. And therefore, I think that the pashtus of Rashi is L'chaira not like Rabbi Chanan. But could I say that it's impossible what you're saying? I can't say that. But I don't think that's the pashtus. Okay? So the pashtus of Rashi is our Shaila of the Gemara, our Tutz Dodim of the Gemara, is not shayich to Bali Rabbi Limatze. Rashi says, Hacha b'dikas chametz d'rabbanan. Timishum Bali Rabbi Limatze. Homel kaman, tagi bibitl, etc. We're not talking about Bali Rabbi Limatze, Rashi says. Talking about somebody else. Talking about b'dikas chametz d'rabbanan, Rashi says, right? We learned this Rashi this morning. Yeah? No?
Less.
We did, right?
What?
We learned this Rashi. Rashi says that our Gemara is not talking about Bali Rod, Bali Matzei Doraisa. That's what Rashi says. It's pretty straightforward.
Can't be, because...
Right. So, Im Kain, L'chaira, that's not like Rabbi Chana. Rabbi Chana was explaining the Tutsdadim of the Gemara and Rashi in the world of who is the Chi of Bali Rabbi Matzei and comment upon? The owner of the Chametz? Or the one who's Rishusitin. Very geschmack. Beautiful stickle tire. I love it. It's awesome. But it happens to be. It doesn't really fit with Rashi. Yeah, what do you say?
Well, never explained the proof according to Rashi and Rav Chanan.
I know. That's why I said what Shlomo was saying before. That maybe you want to say that somehow along the way through the issue of Mezuzah, the Shackle of the Tire of Mezuzah, so things changed. Enechanami. But I'm showing you that in this Rashi, I think the mashmos of this Rashi is that the entirety of the Gemara is being addressed by this Rashi.
No, but it's not just that things changed. Everything Rav Chanan said could still be true.
No.
He only addressed the proof and disproof in Tosfos' world.
Correct. But let's go back to the beginning for a second. What are the tzedakim of the question in Rav Chanan?
According to Rashi?
According to Rashi, yeah.
Is it the Rishus or the owner? Which one of those guys gets the responsibility first for taking care of the Bedika?
Because of Bali Rabbi Yomatze Doraisa, right?
Yeah. Oh, I'm...
That's exactly the point. So what do you want to say? Bali Rabbi Yomatze Dorabanan?
Yeah, sure,
meaning the Cheshek Shlomo that we already pointed out that is very difficult?
Should we do the Ran?
Yeah, L'chayra, the Pashas, right? We're working with the Rashi of the Ran, right? That Bedika is Bali Rabbi Yomatze Doraisa, and that's L'chayra what's happening here in Rabbi Chanan's world. Right? And comes Rashi here and says, happens to be that that's not what we're talking about here. Right?
I don't know why according to Rabbi Chanan has to be Daraisa.
Yeah.
What do you want it to be? Bali Rabbi Bali Matzi Darabanan?
Yeah.
What is Bali Rabbi Bali Matzi Darabanan?
Same. What do you mean? It's the same. It's an extra guard. So you're not ever...
So we discussed Ba'arichos in the previous sugya. On Daf Beis Amud Aleph, is that what Rashi says? When Rashi talks about Bali Rabbi Limatze, the reason for Bedika is because of Bali Rabbi Limatze. Does Rashi mean Bali Rabbi Limatze Durabanan? Is that what Rashi means? So the Cheshek Slava said yes, but all of the Rishonim say no. Right? And we pointed out that the Pashtas of Rashi is not like the Cheshek Slomo. The Pashtas of Rashi is like the Rishonim. So we're working with that. Besides for the fact that it happens to be, if you'll go back to this Rashi here, even if you say Bali Rabbi Limatze Durabanan, this Rashi here doesn't say Durabanan. He says it's not Bali Rabbi Limatze at all. You'll take a look at the Rashi here. You'll see. Okay? So there's you guys are trying to push that really it's like Rabbi Chanan because it's good working with Bali Rabbi, Rashi holds Bali Rabbi Limatze Durabanan. So I'm answering you in two ways. Number one, we pointed out already at length that that's not the Pashas of Rashi B'chlal on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Number two, you'll go over the Rashi over here again and you'll see that Rashi over here is not saying that it's Bali Rabbi Matzei Dorabanan. He's saying it's not Bali Rabbi Matzei B'chlal. Okay, you'll check it out. Bli Neder B'Night Seder. Okay, so this is the problem with Rashi. Let's just finish off, with Rabbi Chanan and Rashi. Let's just finish off speaking out B'Kitzer Nimrat to the Rishash and then we'll review it tonight. The Rishash picks up on this point. And he says, look at Rashi. Rashi says that it's not Bali Rabbi Bali Matzei Doraisa. It's Durabana. Right?
What's it?
The Chi of Bedika that we're discussing in our Gemara. Our Gemara's question.
It's not the regular Chi of Bedika.
Oh. Zok to Rishash. You see here that we are talking about a different din bedika. If it would be the din bedika do raisa, zog the rishash, it's pashut that the maskir is chayev to do the bedika. Pashut.
Why?
Good question. We'll discuss it bli neder next time. But Rishash picks up on the diuk of the words of Rashi and tells us Rashi clearly implies that if it would be Doraisa, it's push that the maskir would be chayav. But our Gemara is talking about a din derabbanan. And because derabbanan, now we have a question, this way or that way. Do we say the maskir, do we say the soicher? Why? Why should we say maskir soicher? Why? Talk to Rishash, listen to this. Maybe the maskir because of Bal Yerah Bal Yematzei. Maybe the soicher because of Shemi Yavala Achlo.
Can't do that.
Can't do that. What do you mean, why not?
Because you can't hold like both Rashi and Tyson.
Ah! What in the world is this Rishash trying to pull? Right? We spoke out, Rabbi Chanan, we spoke out at the beginning that in Rashi it's only this way, in Tosa it's only the other way. Come to Rishash and is making a cholent. It does happen to be Thursday. He's making cholent, right? What's the Rishash doing over here?
Yeah, not with meat and dairy, Rebbe.
They don't serve that on a plane.
Okay, well, what, did the Olam have a chance to learn up the Rishash? Yeah? No? Okay, so we'll stop over here. But we'll realize at this point, we have a beautiful Mahalach from Rabbi Chanan. We have an Ara on Rabbi Chanan from Rashi Minei Ubei. We see the Rishash is picking up on these Diyukim. We'll glean out of Bez Hashem. Get more deeply into Rishash next time.
Thank you, Rebbe.
I have no idea what